From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Thousands of exuberant demonstrators have been walking through streets Saturday in protest of President Robert Mugabe and asking him to step down from office. There are signs that say Mugabe must go, and not coup, but cool.
We are Zimbabweans. We're saying to our army, thank you very much for the peaceful intervention. And it's time for the masses of Zimbabwe to say Mugabe must go, and must go like yesterday. We can't wait to see his back. And today's solidarity consists of every Zimbabwean.
For us, it's about a new beginning. For us, it's about the end of a tyrant rule. And we are going to take our Zimbabwe back.
The military had stopped such demonstrations in the capital in the past, but now supporting the protest, directing demonstrators to the Zimbabwe grounds, where speeches will be made by a number of activists, politicians, and former freedom fighters. The Zimbabwe grounds is a symbolic location. It is where Zimbabweans welcome Mugabe back from exile in 1980 after the liberation war from white minority rule. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad El-Hiri said Saturday in Paris that he would return to Beirut in the coming days and announce his position on the crisis in his country after holding talks with the Lebanese President Michel Aoun. El-Hiri spoke with Lebanese President to tell him that he will take part in those upcoming festivities. He also made a phone call from Paris, where he arrived earlier Saturday, in meeting with France's young leader, Emmanuel Macron, who has said he is ready to help Hariri resolve the latest twist in the bizarre Lebanese political drama. He resigned in Saudi TV earlier this month. This is VOA News.